music matters.
Good morning, it's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Steve Edge is here.
Good morning.
You all right? How's it going?
All right, yeah. It's half term, isn't it? Well, it's not half term, it's a full term, isn't it?
No, so that's it. It's the end. That's it. The summer, end done.
Do you remember that? Like, there's a little
done
moment.
Done and done.
Like a couple of weeks ago when you play Schools Out by Alice Cooper as a little thing for them. Yeah. You put it on, Alexa, play Schools Out. And halfway through the song you go, God.
Oh, God.
6-7 weeks, isn't it? Oh, wow.
It's a long time, isn't it? Yeah. I just don't know how they don't forget everything. Because I remember at school really like forgetting how to write. You know, you have that in primary school.
Sometimes your fingers don't work properly.
You've not written anything for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Like to a point where you're like, what handed am I?
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember what handed you are.
Dexterous? I don't know. Do they hold it
with
a fist?
Does it feel natural in? Yeah. I know. My kids are livid because my girls are going into GCSE. They've got a science tutor through the summer. Who's like a friend of my brother's.
Yeah.
But, you know, they'll thank me for it, Steve.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's like, I remember Jimmy Carr saying a great line once in one of his interviews where Jimmy Carr does that thing where he's like, you know, he's got his stand-up where he's doing jokes about terrible things. And then when he does like an interview with, you know, Diary of a CEO or something, he's actually quite like a thoughtful...
Yeah,
man, it's about
like a character rather than his real thoughts.
Yeah, like which one's the real Jimmy Carr? The one who's like, you know, this is what you should do about life, or the one who jokes
like
about
Jimmy
horrendous
Carr
things?
That's the other thing, makes it even more complicated.
I mean, I saw him last week in Portugal.
Sure, it was him.
That heat. Well, who knows? Could have been anything. Could have been anybody. Could have been just like a, you know, like one of them ventriloquist dummies just on holiday. Nobody knows.
Could have been.
But one of the things he said was, when it comes to like schooling and stuff, is nobody needs anyone who's average at physics.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And I sort of think that's true in a way. Yeah. You know, there's a point where you go, the world doesn't need anyone who's just like a bit good at something, or you know, we want the best people. in those sort of jobs. So, but at 15, it's hard to tell it. But so yeah, so they've got a lot of homework to do during the summer.
So is it all the sciences?
I think so. If I'm honest, Steve, I don't know. I don't know which one's which sometimes. Biology is like the body, innit?
Yeah. Chemistry's like chemicals.
Yeah.
Physics is like things.
Space.
Moving.
And
physical.
Gravity. Yeah.
Yeah. Friction.
And that's why there's a tutor coming.
Yeah. Is she going to tutor you as well while she's there?
Maybe. I don't know. It's stuff that I've forgotten about. I mean, I struggle with my 9-year-old with some of her
homework. Yeah.
So I don't think I'm going to be doing GCSE science anytime soon. But anyway,
wants an
school
average GCSE scientist, do they?
So nobody wants an average dad helping them with their homework. But yeah, you're quite right. School is out for summer. I hope you've got lots of nice things planned during the summertime off. Send us an email. Let us know what you're up to, what's going on. jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. Quite a weird thing that happened this morning. I don't know if you noticed, Steve. We sort of logged on in our separate homes to record the show. I was having a quick chat with Pete, the producer. So were you. We didn't actually say hello or speak to each other. The first time we said hello was live on...
It was like we'd had a row.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were like. That's what I thought as
well. like
it's like when ABBA fell out, but they still had to do...
Yeah,
when they had to still do gigs together.
Yeah. Just cracking on with it. But like, didn't say good morning. Just like talk through Pete. Tell him to turn his mic up, will you, Pete?
Yeah.
He tried to turn the sarcasm down a little bit. Turn up the empathy. Any chance of that?
You think he can turn up his professionalism this week?
Can he turn up on time? That's the question, isn't it? we didn't, did we? And then we just cracked on.
No, that was weird. I didn't like it. Let's not do that again.
No. Well, we're in our... Like you've just come back from Portugal with a family. I'm in... You know, we're all in a bubble of children.
You've got some filming to do, haven't you, in a couple of weeks' time, so you're sort of cramming in your summer holiday, aren't you, in this next
there's no rest for
fortnight.
Because I'm going away filming, so I can't I've just literally got to do everything now. I'm being mad, you know. Yeah. My wife is literally going, you're going away on holiday soon, aren't you? I'm like, well, it's not a holiday.
Holiday, it kills me. It kills me when they do that.
You know, but you can't argue. I know. You can't argue because I won't be...
It's hard to argue, I know.
At ridiculous times and, you know, it'll be a holiday. No, I suppose not. Well, I will because I'll be filming, but...
Yeah. You still will be getting up at ridiculous times, just that somebody will be bringing you a cup of tea and driving
you
to work.
Logic. You're doing logic. This argument's not about logic.
No. No, you're quite right.
So, it's fine.
What are you doing with your time at the moment then this week? Is it just literally juggling kids?
I feel like half term is like...
I mean, not literally juggling kids, obviously.
I feel like the summer holidays for kids is... they do something every day. There's not like a down day, is there? It's like, right, we're going to a farm. Right, we're going to the cinema. Right, we're doing this. It's like, you know, we've said this before, but I don't remember ever going to a park with my parents when I was a kid.
No, they were like, enjoy your summer holidays. We'll see you in September.
Yeah.
I know. I've had
the back door. You know how to get over the fence, don't you?
Yeah.
It's all right.
I've just had the same, literally, we sort of started doing the show, just had the same conversation with my son. We were on holiday. We've had 10 days in Portugal. We did 2 water parks. You know, we play paddle tennis, we play football, we were in the pool every day. Like, we've had a lovely, lovely time. And come back, and today is like my only day, really. So I've got the radio to do this morning, and then I've got a lot of personal admin, and then I'm start rehearsals for Something Rotten tomorrow, which is on next week, the 5th and 6th of August. So I've got like a week to learn this show. And my son's like, what are we doing today? I'm like, I don't know what you're doing.
No idea.
But my day is planned. I worry about modern day kids and their lack of ability to...
Well, also as well, because I'm doing the radio now, I've said to my son, like, just stay off the Wi-Fi because I need the bandwidth for the radio.
Of course.
And he's like, what am I going to do then? And I was like, I don't know, mate. You can't watch telly. Play my iPad. Well, you can play Minecraft, but you can't play anything that's online.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair enough. He's got all them toys. Shall I throw these toys out, shall I?
About that conversation that this morning. Times. What's the point in all them toys?
No, what's the point of all these toys?
Oh, he's absolutely... He's in dream world at the moment because, like, we went to a car boot sale the other week and he was like, oh, should we get that little Thomas Trackmaster? We got rid of all the Trackmaster, obviously. You know, Hal was little, he loved a bit of train. Got rid of it all. He was like, get that for my brother. And like, oh, I see.
It's all starting
to come back. He's not interested. He's 22 months old. He's not interested in Thomas.
They're not daft. They're not daft, these kids.
Doing. I know what he's doing.
Yeah. Well, look, if you've got any hints and tips of what to do to entertain the kids, do get in touch with us here at Absolute Radio. We're desperate for help.
Well, everyone is. So, you know, any ideas?
Everyone is, yeah. Yeah, we can share it with the world. Yeah, we won't keep it to ourselves.
Yeah. Questions for Steve.
I don't know if you got that from the jingle.
Okay. What's this bit about?
Well, this is where people send in questions for Steve.
Okay.
And you can do that simply by dropping us an email. Lee has done just that. Long-term listener, not long-time listener, long-term listener.
In fact, it makes you sound like a prison sentence.
I imagine if we were all in prisons, that would add to the punishment.
Yeah, I think
Long-term listener Lee from Glasgow says, "Hi lads, this week I have a question for Steve and your good self, Jason, referring back to the classic Death Row / Nike Just Do It quote from previous podcasts." Yeah, he's mentioned. This was a little while back when we found out that the slogan "Just Do It." Nike got from a guy who was about to get killed.
Just do it. Have it your way. All them.
We had a good fun with that. If you and Steve were to find yourself in the unfortunate position of having to choose your last supper, what would you both pick for your last 3-course meal with chosen beverage? Great show to listen to and be part of. Okay. Keep up the fun. Best regards, Lee. Okay. What do you reckon?
Okay. Right, okay, so it's a three-course meal. I'm not a fan of the three-course. I just like...
I'm a
two-course
guy.
Two, really, because I'm not a dessert guy. Yeah. So that'll always be a cheese board, a really nice cheese board.
Oh, put him in the chair. Happy me now listening to you. Put him in the chair. We gave him a chance.
Cheese plate still in my hand, all bubbling. Get off. Fondue.
Only wants two, this
I'd
idiot.
I'd start with...
Three means you stay alive longer. Okay. He's going, no, right. Tradition's tradition.
I'm not a fan. It doesn't matter. What is it, 5 minutes, 20 minutes? It doesn't matter at this stage, does it, really? I think it's like picking something healthy, isn't it? What's the point? You know what I mean? It's like having like sweet potato fries with your burger and go, at this stage, just have the chips. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'd start with some sort of, like a sourdough and some sort of potted shrimp, like a terrine sort of thing. That'd go with something like that, I think. It's a potted nice little shrimp. Starter.
Oh, yeah.
I do like a potted shrimp.
Yeah.
Or I had this thing once sounds when good. I was filming in Gozo, and it's quite hard to explain, but it was like prawns, but they were kind of, what's the word when things are raw? What's the word when things are raw? The carpaccio.
Carpaccio. Oh, I know what you mean.
And it had like a candied.
Yeah, gone.
Not candied, but kind of essence of strawberry in it. But I'm telling you, you wouldn't think that would work, would you? Prawns and strawberries. Oh. It really worked. So I'm having that as my starter.
Yeah.
As my main.
Okay.
Steak and kidney pudding.
I think you deserve
pudding.
The chair. At this point.
Steak and kidney pudding. Yeah. I'm having it. I don't want two little ones.
Strawberries.
I don't want two
the
little ones.
Shepherd, come out. I'll do the injection.
everyone's just back off. This is my final minute. I've planned this.
Sorry.
Now I'm going to get a court injunction because they're ruining my last meal, and then it's going to delay it even more. I'm going to start kicking off. I'm going to go on social media. Nice. I'm going to say I'm being bullied. And anxiety, I've been triggered, and I'm going to really push this out for another couple of days. I'm having a steak and kidney pudding,
I think that's fair.
I don't want two little ones. Mm-hmm. I don't want a massive one. I want a good medium-sized steak and kidney pudding. I want chips. Yeah. I want skin on fries with it, with a little bit of maybe garlic, roasted with garlic in there. I want garden peas, and I want gravy in a tankard, a pewter tankard, and I want that gravy to be a beefy gravy, with a little bit of rosemary in and a little bit of balsamic vinegar. Yeah, just stay away from that switch. Yeah, and I want that to be drizzled all over. And then for me dessert, I'm going to have a really exotic cheese board from bits of the world that's really difficult. Again, I'm stalling for time here. I want there's a special cheese I had once in Nairobi, I think it was. And I'll get the names of the places wrong, so they have to go there and go, we don't sell that cheese here.
That's clever.
And I'll invent a cheese.
That's clever.
Anyway, and I want it with cream crackers. I don't really like charcoal biscuits. And I'll have a Negroni as my drink.
Very good. Wow. That sounds...
Bring on the chair.
That's good. I'm ready. I'm ready. I always thought I'd ask for an all-you-can-eat buffet and then...
No, but...
You know, and then it's up to you then, isn't it?
It is up to you, but I hear what you're saying. But all those, you do, there's a joyful bit when you're like, well, I'm rinsing these. And then there's a bit, what have I done? There's that bit.
Yeah, I know.
You don't want that to be your last thought. What have I done?
Well, if anything, your last thought should be, what have I done?
Well, it depends what you... I didn't think we were in for anything bad. I thought it was a miscarriage of justice, because I wouldn't do anything.
Oh, you're
really
innocent, are you?
Evil, would I? I don't know why I've got this chair.
Yeah, fair. Why am I even here? I'm a nice man.
I feel like it's a miscarriage of justice. I think any point in time, they're going to go, found him, found the bloke who did it all. And I'd go, choose board with us? And I'll munch out like munching it out. That'd be great.
Yeah, no, I think I did it.
Did you do it?
Yeah, no, I think I did it, yeah.
I think you did it as well, actually.
Yeah, actually, there was a bloke on the plane yesterday that I thought, it's going to be him as well.
Yeah.
So I've already worked out my full crime.
Yeah. We could have twin chairs, couldn't you? Like a couple's massage.
Jason. Absolute Radio.
Manford.
Where real music matters.
I just found myself looking at, like, last meals of serial killers now.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, it's quite a weird website.
Is it good stuff, or is it really like they just had like a burger from a certain from Wendy's?
Yeah, just really normal stuff. There was a guy, Robert Dale Conkin's last meal in 2005 in Georgia. final meal requested filet mignon wrapped in bacon, deveined shrimp sautéed in garlic butter with lemon, baked potato with butter, sour cream and real bacon bits, asparagus with hollandaise sauce, French bread with butter, apple pie, vanilla ice cream. John Wayne Gacy was crazy for KFC. He was crazy, but he was KFC. Yeah.
Do you reckon there's a Deliveroo driver somewhere who just goes to prisons?
The most terrifying job in Deliveroo, yeah. Ted Bundy, no requests, but got he got a steak.
Right, just give him a steak, will you?
Give him a steak, yeah. Timothy McVeigh had ice cream. That's the Oklahoma City bombing guy. Yeah, it's quite a... Well, that's one of those websites. I'm going to mark that for later. I think there's going to be something interesting in there. Talking about my crime that I ended up on death row for, Steve.
What was it?
So I was on a flying back yesterday, Ryanair, from Faro to back to Manchester. And it's a 3-hour flight, you know, it's fine. It's a nice, easy flight. There's a guy sat behind me watching telly on his phone. No headphones, AirPods on.
So you're in for murder.
Do you know, have you ever watched that clip of Mike Tyson losing it on an aeroplane and punching the bloke behind him?
Yeah.
I honestly got, like, there was a moment.
Could you see, while he was doing that, could you see the filming from the other side with you? Yeah. Could you see the footage it was going to be on the Daily Mail?
I've never hit anybody in my adult life.
But you lost it that much.
But I thought, I wonder if I just leant over and just rained like several... I mean, I'm not a heavyweight boxer, but I just thought, oh my God, I might actually lose this.
Yeah.
And I did, I sort of said, excuse me, mate. I said, have you got headphones?
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay. It's just really loud, but tinny, you know, so it's...
Yeah.
And it's been going on for about an hour now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, it was that
Did
was the closest I've come.
Did no
to.
One else?
Yeah, not really.
Is it one of them? Everyone just left it.
Yeah, it was.
No one was happy. No one was going, oh, brilliant! Oh, this is good. I can listen to show that can't see really tinnily.
Yeah,
no one was happy, but no one said anything.
It's pretty frustrating. It was a pretty frustrating flight, anyway. To be honest, it's like Ryanair do that. Like they're always like the furthest gate away. Mm. That must be the cheapest. So the furthest getaway. So you've walked for hours. Yeah. Then they did this way out and way back. But the way back was worse because we're in 40 degrees. Where they just like got us on the runway and just left us there for a bit in direct sunlight. And you know, rather than keeping us in the aircon.
Yeah, there's no pockets either, is there? That's the other thing.
No.
No pockets on the
back. No pockets on the back of the seat.
I don't like the colour system. I don't like any of it.
There was a... They come along and said, I remember they were doing snacks and stuff and drinks. I was like, oh, I'll get a Sprite or whatever. Yeah. Just a warm can of Sprite with ice or, you know, enough, like, just like little things that you can really change. Well, there was 9 of us and the snacks came up to €65. I went to pay cash because I was trying to get rid of my euros and they said, card only. And then I went, all right, I've tried Apple Pay. They went, it's over €30, so it has to be with the actual card. Which was in my bag in the overhead. Oh, it was one of them. And then this guy with Tinny watching Love Island.
Was he watching Love Island? Oh, no.
Yeah, Love Island. I was like, I will take
He's downloaded those, hasn't he? Because there's no Wi-Fi on the plane. He's downloaded those to watch on the... That's premeditated.
Yes, mate.
What he's done.
Exactly.
Premeditated.
He knew what he was doing. Anyway, it is what it is. I don't need to panic, Steve, because I know you've got a fair few flights coming up this this summer. There's a story in the paper yesterday about a plane passenger who got stuck in the plane toilet.
Okay, right.
Imagine that. A plane passenger has revealed the note they received from a flight attendant after they got stuck in the toilet for the entire journey. It sounds like everyone's worst nightmare, but one passenger had to spend their entire plane journey on the loo, or in the loo. The only saving grace is that the flight lasted just over an hour from Mumbai to Bangalore in India. The unnamed male passenger had gone to the toilet as soon as the seatbelt signs had been switched off after takeoff, but quickly noticed he was unable to unlock the bathroom door. Understandably panicked by the whole ordeal, a flight attendant decided to slide a note under the door to reassure him, which read, "Sir, we tried our best to open the door, however, we could not. Do not panic. We are landing in a few minutes, so please close the commode lid and sit on it and secure yourself." How can you secure yourself?
With what? Yeah.
What with? "As soon as the main door is open, engineer will come. Do not panic." Two engineers boarded the plane shortly after landing and broke down the door. In a statement, the budget airline said, "SpiceJet," that's a great name for an Indian airline.
I would use that. I'd definitely use SpiceJet.
I would, yeah, definitely. "Regrets and apologises for the inconvenience caused to the passenger. The passenger is being provided with a full refund." Well, I should hope so.
Extra leg room as well, probably. You know, in the toilet. Yeah. It's probably a little bit more than there is in a seat.
I'd say it's not a bad seat, is it?
It's all right, isn't it?
It's all right, yeah. I think.
Why is it so loud, though, the flushing thing? I get it, it's got to be loud, but it's so loud, isn't it?
So loud. No need for it at all. Why does it do that?
Well, it's just like a vacuum, isn't it? It has to suck it somewhere rather than gravity because they're moving, I think. But, like, still. I mean, you're aware that it's going to be loud.
Yeah.
And it does that thing, you know, like when people take plasters off and stuff. I'm going to take it off on three. Once, and then they pull it. It does that.
Yeah.
Because you go, it's coming in a set. You press it and you go, oh, maybe it's not. And then it goes. It's never when you, it should do it a second after you press it or something, or as you press it. But it doesn't. It goes, I'll just keep you guessing. Right? You relax now? Right, now. And then just gets you. Scary.
We had a moment yesterday. I don't know if you've ever noticed this before, where our captain, the pilot, came out to use the toilet.
Did he?
And the seatbelt signs went on. I mean, he's the co-pilot, isn't he? You know.
I know, but still.
Although it's Ryanair, could be that blow-up doll from Airplane.
It could be, yeah.
No, you know what I mean? Might not even be a real person. But yeah, I'd never noticed before. So there was no turbulence, but he put
the seatbelt
sign on. So we all
turbulence. That's why he had to go.
He was in there for ages as well.
Oh, that's not what you want, is it? Because you know what's going on.
I know. I was with my mum, and my mum has got no decorum, right, when it comes to these things. She was bursting to use the toilet and for a wee, and he was in there for ages.
Ages.
And the seatbelt signs are on. I presume it's because they don't want anyone rushing the pilot, I suppose. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't mean like, come on, mate. I mean like attacking him.
Yeah.
But somebody did need to rush the pilot because he was in there for ages. Don't know.
Come on, mate. We're landing in 5 minutes. You need to get landing gear out of him.
And my mum went to the stewardess. Is the pilot going to be any longer in that toilet? I was like, mum, how the hell is this stewardess going to know how long the pilot's going to take?
If films are to go by, they're probably having an affair, so she would know.
That's true. That's true.
You know.
And then she said, he's been in there for a while, hasn't he? And the woman was like, I don't know. I've not really been. Yeah. She went.
We checked on him.
Well, no. That's not where my mum's brain was.
Oh, right. Okay.
No, she said, is there air freshener?
Okay, so yeah.
She went down that route because she was going to use the toilet next. She was like, is there air freshener?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, mum, please. Why have you got to do this to me?
Do you remember when we went to New York and there was that little bit where people could zip themselves into a chair, staff, and have a little nap? And we never knew if anyone was in there or not.
Yeah.
We'd be chatting away and then a zip would go and then the captain would come out and go, oh God, we've been talking about a right load of rubbish. And he's been trying to have a sleep next to us.
And it was like a whole curtain around the seat, wasn't it? So they could have a little staff nap.
And you didn't know if anyone was in there or not. And then the captain came out one time. He'd gone, again, you shouldn't be going to work if you need a nap.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Should have had a full 8 hours before you got there.
Exactly. And the same with the toilet. I mean, depending on how long he was, if he was in there a while, I mean, it could affect buoyancy of the plane. Isn't the front light lighter now?
Yeah. Have you seen, like, there's staff beds on aeroplanes, like downstairs near the...
Where the luggage and stuff is.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so they can go downstairs and have a little kit, like a little crew rest compartment.
The idea that there's a downstairs is weird enough. No, there's some stairs.
Well, yeah, like I guess like where all your luggage is and stuff.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I didn't think you could access it. I didn't think there was like a ladder, you know, where you could go down or some steps. mean, yeah.
I don't know how it works, but yeah, I've seen it a couple of times now. Very odd. Anyway, on that
did you all clap it when it came out?
What's Ryanair? So I'm not surprised, to be honest, if they did.
Yeah, no. Jason Manford on
Absolute Radio. Matters. It's time for another questions for Steve. This one comes from David in Melbourne, Steve.
Oh, okay, all right.
The other side of the world.
Right, yeah.
It says, I have loved your podcast for years, having moved to Australia from the UK 12 years ago, wanting to stay in touch with reality. I mean, I don't know how much we stay in touch with reality, Steve, but
we'll take
the compliment.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Having recently travelled to Vietnam on my British passport, I was unable to return back to Australia easily with my family given boarding cards whilst I had to wait to departures left to sweat by Australian immigration despite being a citizen. They were adamant that I should get an Australian passport when I was asked to step to one side at passport control once back in Australia. I am reluctant to have two passports due to cost, but I'm not sure which passport I should get. I don't want to give up my UK passport with my roots, but I also don't want unnecessary delays at the airport. Over the years, I've lost my accent and I'm now struggled to stay connected to my heritage. What would you do? I hope you can help. Thanks in advance, David in Melbourne.
I just think if you're living there for 12 years,
yeah,
I'd just get an Australian passport. That sounds easier, doesn't it? I mean, what is the point in the British passport now? You don't get any.
There are no benefits.
You know, it used to say without let or hindrance. There's none now, is that everywhere you go, you forget, don't you? You forget. And everywhere you go, oh, look, here you... Oh, can't go that one.
Well, again, coming back from Portugal, yeah. I've got an Irish passport, so I've got one passport. So
you're a EU,
I'm still in the EU. But obviously, I'm with my family, who are all UK, and there's like nine of us. So I'm in the regular passport queue. Mm. And I can't help it. I know this is probably not true, but maybe it is. I can't help feeling that Europe are punishing us, Steve.
What do you mean? Like, so they've got like 12 gates open there
for
the EU, and then they've got just one angry bloke.
There was
on all two, of the passports.
So there was four gates yesterday, four passport gates. Two were for EU, and two were for
the rest of the world. Yeah,
two people on each one. The EUQ was, I'd say, maybe six people were in it. The UK one and the rest of the world was massive, like snaked around the block. Yeah. And at no point, even when the EU guy was free and available...
He'd done his six, yeah.
You weren't able to go over there and use that one.
No. He's like, I've done my job. I'm not dealing with them people. I'll just do EU guys.
I think... And it's controversial, Steve, and I know we don't do politics on the show, but I'm going to dip into it for a second, right? Yeah. I think you should get a little sticker on your passport if you voted Remain.
Well, I mean, again, we don't do politics, but I had to renew my passport within a couple of years of that vote, and I've still got, you know, the maroon, because I've got it for another couple of years, because I was like, I want to keep this as long as I can.
I do like the maroon, but
I know what you mean. It doesn't even need to be a sticker, does it? It's something that's hidden in... it's all like got an electronic thing inside now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, little thing. So just something in there that says...
Just as look, I didn't want to do this.
Yeah.
So can use this queue?
Yeah. Yeah. This it should be EU only, all other people, nothing to do with me, mate. And
exactly.
That's the queue. And then you get in that, you know, and you know, if you want to get in that queue, if you change your mind or you feel like it's a quicker queue. Whatever.
No. If you voted to leave,
it's on your passport. So when you join that queue, when you get to the
you're
front,
not allowed to use our queue.
You need to join that.
You've got your own queue. So. You wanted this. You voted for this. That's your queue over there, mate.
Yeah.
Okay. That's you. Go stand with the Mexicans or the Chinese. Yeah. I'm over here with this lot. Okay. And we're getting through quick.
And
okay?
if you're coming through, you made your bed. If you're coming through from Janaria, you have to join about three queues.
It's a nightmare.
Because you're not. Part of it is in the EU. Part of it's in Africa. Some of it's in Asia. It's a mad country.
It's a nightmare.
But you have to join all of them.
It's a mad country.
But anyway,
you are welcome.
To answer the question.
People love
it. To answer the question.
Oh, yeah, to answer the question.
There's no benefits to the British passport. My wife was born in Australia, so she's got an Australian passport. So I think I'd have to live there, wouldn't I? In order to get one.
Your boys might be able to get one,
because I'm married to one. I think we have to move there and I have to.
I think your boys can get one, though, surely.
Yeah, but he has moved there. So I'd say, forget it.
I'd say just get stuck in.
Do you know what? If you want to be connected to England and your roots and everything, get rid of the passport, get the box set of Only Fools and Horses, and you'll be right.
Yeah, just like sign up to GB News or something, just so you know what's going on.
BritBox. Get BritBox. Exactly. You watch Tenko and go, ah, oh, I miss the old country.
Yeah, but you obviously don't, because you live in Melbourne. You're there for 12 years. Go, yeah.
Just sat there in the sun having a lovely, lovely, sunny, hot, sunny Christmas day going, ah, I miss the old, horrible, rubbish country.
And even when you went on holiday, you didn't come back. You went to Vietnam.
So. Yeah, exactly. You didn't you didn't come that far, did you?
So you can't miss it that much.
That's a 4-hour flight away, isn't it?
So I'd say, do you know what, David? Just go for it and join your family, and it makes not a jot of difference. Jason
Manford, Absolute Radio, where real music
matters. So I had my summer holiday, my family holiday this week. Went to Portugal. Took my dad with me. So me, six kids, and my dad.
Right. Okay. So you need an extra adult, don't you?
I needed an extra adult. Kids. And to be fair to my dad is like, he was a house husband in the 80s. As he says, you know, he did it before it was like, you know, cool.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what I mean? He was there back in the day when it, like, blokes at the pub were going, you what? Ironing?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So, so he's actually really helpful, like, when it comes to things like, you know, like we've actually come home with all our clothes, like, a clean in the
that's good.
Suitcases.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you know what I mean? So there's not loads of washing too. So he is really helpful. But what's funny about my dad is he's stuck in his ways. Like, so there's just certain things he won't do, and because he's not done them for so long, nobody even mentions it anymore.
Okay, right.
So he won't drive, for example. Driving, gone.
Just driving.
No driving.
Yeah. Generally, or just abroad?
No. Just he will never drive. Never drove, okay. Never will.
Oh, so he never drove. Oh, right. So it's just gone. That's it. Well, it's you've got past the point now. It's like, well, I didn't. Yeah, I've survived this long. I don't need to drive now.
Exactly. Yeah. It means I never have to be the designated driver.
That's good. Good system, actually, when you think about it.
It does work, really, yeah. But the big one was we went to a water park last week, and there's me, the six kids who are, you know, I've got older ones. So I've got 14, 13, 12, and then I've got 9 and 6. And they all want a bit of me. You know, obviously in a water park, they want to go on a slide with me. They want me to come on, more or less. So I took my dad to this water park. He doesn't swim. A, he doesn't swim. B, right. Not only does he not swim, he won't even put a pair of shorts on, Steve.
Will he not do the lazy river?
No way. He won't even get in the kids' pool. You know where it's about 4 inches?
Yeah.
He won't even get in that.
With a bucket that fills up and then...
The bucket that fills up and goes on all over you, yeah.
No.
He won't do any of that.
So he's gone to a water park, but he's got no intention of going near water. So what's he doing? Just sitting on a hammock?
Did you see the picture I posted on
social? Oh, I did see the picture. But he sat under a tree. Yeah, I did see.
Sat under a tree.
In the shadow.
In the one shadow of the tree, yeah.
Perfectly in the shadow.
Perfectly in the shadow, in his city shirt, his jeans and trainers, reading a book on serial killers.
I mean, that's the way to enjoy a water park, isn't it, really?
Sat there, God love him. And I did say to him at one point, Dad, like, you're fully dressed in jeans and trainers, it's 32 degrees.
Yeah.
I've never seen him in a pair of shorts, ever.
No.
In my whole life. He says, and his reaction is, well, you never see an Arab in shorts, do you? And they're the experts on hot weather.
He's got a fair point, isn't he? He's got a fair point. You can't argue with the logic.
It's true, though. You don't. You never see an Arab in shorts.
No.
But they do wear different clothes, don't they? Those long white clothes, you know what I mean? They're not in jeans.
They say the white's the wrong colour, isn't it? Because that reflects the heat, doesn't it? So you should wear black. That's what they say, don't they?
Do they? Oh, I don't know.
Yes, because when your body gets hot, when it sweats out, it hits the white and then it rebounds back on you, whereas a black would absorb.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
No, that's what I think. That's what everyone thinks. No one really knows.
No one really knows. Jeans and a city shirt. I was like, I don't think I've seen many Arabs walking around. Well, maybe city shirts, to be fair. Yeah. But not full jeans in 32 degrees.
No, reading books.
They've got appropriate clothing for their countries, haven't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, wouldn't do it.
Entertain it, no.
No, not at all. Wouldn't even think about it. So.
Although I will say that when your Uncle Gary came to Benidorm, when I was filming Benidorm,
oh, yeah.
It was 36 degrees. He sat outside in his jeans and his shirt listening to Dirty Old Town by the Pogues on a loop. and I kept going, Gary, do you want to, should we just go for a walk or something? No, I might just sit here and listen to this.
Yeah. Like, maybe it's just a family thing.
Maybe it's a family thing. Yeah, maybe it is. Not some people.
So Pamela messaged, after I posted this online, Pamela messaged, she says, my parents have been married since 1976. In all that time, my dad's never worn shorts. My mum's face a few weeks ago when dad announced he was going to buy a pair. In reality, they're closer to crop trousers, but at 72, still a bit of an out there decision.
Yeah, it really is, yeah.
I say fair play, because that was the thing with my dad. My dad said yesterday, I was talking about paddle tennis and stuff, and I said, you'd be all right about that, Dad. He went, no, I've got no hand-eye coordination. I said, is that it for you? Is everything you've done up to this point, is that all you're going to do now for the rest of your life? And he went, yeah, of course, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, you know when people get a little bit older, they do stuff like that. I'm going to do a wing walk when I'm 80, or I'm going to do this. Maybe when he gets to that age, he'll be start going, I'm just being crazy, I'm going to wear a pair of shorts. You know what I mean? That'll be his endurance sport.
I said to him, I'll never be that. I'll never be that guy. I mean, I get it. But you're like, he eats the same stuff. You know, his drinks the same. His music's the same. I get the music thing. That's fair enough. You know what I mean? But I'll be 85 and someone will be like, hey, Jace, have you played jet-powered bowls? I'll be like, I'm there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll have a go at anything, me. Angela said, my late dad was a builder and always wore a collared shirt, even to work. He rolled his sleeves up on a hot day. I never, ever saw him in a T-shirt until age 83 when he was in a care home and they accidentally dressed him in a pyjama top. Nope, not my dad. We soon got him back to his usual attire.
Yeah. No, that's great. You can't be doing that. No, yeah.
Debbie says, my dad used to wear a shirt and tie on the beach.
See, that's proper, isn't it? That's
but yeah, have you seen those old photos of fellas in full...
Yeah. Like, sort of Tony Ray Jones photographs, and everyone's got full suit on and braces and everything.
Yeah. Pat says, my dad never wore shorts unless on a beach. He always drank tea, whatever the weather. On a hot day, he says, it cools you down better than a cold drink. Do you think that works,
true.
That?
It doesn't.
Is that true?
No,
I don't think that's true.
It doesn't. It depends how hot it is.
Yeah, I think so. Matt says, not seen my dad in shorts since the late 70s. Apparently, he burnt his knees in Cornwall, not worn them since.
Well, I mean, you know, that's a cautionary tale, isn't it? It's happened once. He's like, that's never happening again.
That's not happening to me.
I don't blame him.
Anusha says, my dad has a painting suit. Basically, it means whichever suit he happened to be wearing when he started painting, then he would need to get another for best. Didn't make my mum happy. I never saw him without a shirt and jacket, even when he never left the house anymore. His concession to this.
Do you mean
no
painting like painting a wall or painting like watercolours?
Oh, well, she doesn't say. I presume like painting the wall.
Because you wouldn't wear a suit, would you, for like putting some wallop on a wall, would you?
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. But, I mean, a fair play. It's good, though. Good coverage.
Oh, that's good. Vicky, who includes a picture of hers, her dad, says, went to Egypt with my dad and sister earlier in the year. 32 degrees. My dad wore a shirt, tie and jacket the whole time with knee-length socks as well underneath his trousers.
I went to London the other week and I had to wear a suit. I went to a funeral and I was boiling. I was like, how do people do this?
I know. It's not fun, is it? I'm trying to find a way of like staying. Because the thing is, right, occasionally I see men my age in shorts and T-shirts or...
What, and you think, grow up?
You know, trackies. And I just think, oh. And then I think, well, that's what I wear. So is someone looking at me?
Well, because you'll have them Crocs on as well. So Crocs or whatever.
Crocs and socks I wore home yesterday as well.
You should look at yourself actually sometimes.
I've got no leg to stand on. I've got no leg to stand on. If my dad's looking at me going, well, I'd rather take this than that.
So that's why he's not answering. When you're going, look at the state of you with your jeans and your city top. And he's just looking at you, not saying anything. You're looking, you're up and down. Like getting back to his book on serial killers.
Karen said, first time I took my dad to Spain, he started sweating profusely whilst walking from the airport to the car. I was convinced he was having a heart attack, but relieved to find out he was wearing several layers of clothes, including thermal vests and long johns. He had underestimated how warm it could be in November. So he's obviously gone, it's November, it'll be a bit chilly.
Yeah, I better get my thermals on. November.
Roy says, I'm with your dad on this one, Jace. I have never worn shorts as an adult and never wear a T-shirt outside. Always a shirt, no matter the occasion or the weather, even when I lived in China for 5 years.
Okay. Yeah. The shirt I can sort of live with, but it's just, I couldn't, you know, you want your knees out, don't you? I don't know, it's psychological, it makes you feel...
Well, you love a pair of shorts, don't you? You get to, like, March, basically.
March, yeah, if it's March till October, I'll be in shorts. You won't. Yeah. I'm in shorts now. You won't see me out of shorts. It's raining outside, but that's you've got to have a system, haven't you? You know what I mean?
I think so. I think that's fair enough. Elizabeth says, my husband is old school, socks, sandals, jeans, no T-shirt until he hits his 70s when he wanted some shorts and suddenly appeared from upstairs in some jeans with the legs cut off.
Oh, yeah.
And not straight either. And unfortunately, one of his expensive best pair of Wranglers.
Yeah. That's, it's a nice idea, isn't it? You only do it once, don't you? When you're about 16, you go, jeans are ruined. I could turn them into shorts. Then you look at them and go, never doing that again. That looks awful.
I love the idea of just dads with a shirt and tie on the beach.
Yeah,
there's something cool about
that. I mean, like you said, we've seen it in photographs. Yeah. It's a look.
What about this? Mandy says my dad used to wear white trainers, Adidas jogging bottoms, a smart blue slimline blazer with gold buttons, and a cap. He was crazy. Amazing. I would give anything to have him knock on my door dressed as this again. That's a great outfit.
A strong look. That sounds really good. That does sound like a good look.
That sounds like a bit like a geezer, like a Cockney geezer or something. I don't know where Mandy's from, but it's got a bit of a Jeff Innocent about him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I know what you mean, yeah. Sports casual.
Sports casual, yeah. Jogging bottoms and a smart blue line blazer. Anthony says, when I was a kid, I used to go on holiday with my nan, grand and uncle, etc. My uncle used to wear a three-piece Prince of Wales check suit and collar, tie, flat cap, wool socks and brogues. Even when we were on the beach in North Cornwall in the 60s, we used to get season and proper summers, and if it got really hot, he would slacken off his tie and undo his top button of his shirt to reveal his vest. He'll take his cap off, yeah.
This doesn't come off until evening time. This is staying on.
I love that.
Wow.
Some brilliant responses there. Thanks for those, guys.
Hit me with your best fact. Fire away.
All right, time to play Hit Me With Your Best Facts, where you could win yourself an Absolute Radio mug. Still got the generic mug there, Steve. I've noticed no one's mentioned.
Is it still there? Just Absolute Radio. Is it nothing?
No, nothing. Nothing specific to our show. Could be any old show giving it away. I think we need to put our foot down.
What's the point? You might just buy one on the website. Hit me with your best facts mug. You know, and then you've because that's the only way you can win a mug.
Yeah, I've still got my I stop for Pop Master or whatever.
Yeah,
I've got that mug.
Yeah,
old Ken Bruce.
Ken Bruce makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we should get Pete on that. Pete, producer, what do you reckon? I mean, it was before your time, but before you joined our show as producer, we actually used to have our own mug.
Yeah, and they ran out.
For Jason Manford, do you think that's something you can sort out at head office?
The pressure, I'll do my best.
Well, you know what we'd really like? Yeah, really kick off. What we'd really like is a commemorative plate with the photo of me as the sheriff and Steve as the deputy on it.
I'll get on the phone.
I remember the photo very well.
Yeah. So maybe that's something to think about. But it'd be nice to have a bespoke prize for this long running
best fact mug, isn't it? Or you know,
this is the longest. I'm going to put it out there. This is the longest game on Absolute Radio.
Is it?
I don't know, Steve. I'm just saying it.
Oh, okay, all right.
I have no idea.
It is.
So you know. Just worth thinking about. Anyway, if you want to join in, you've got to send us your facts to jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. As have all of these people. Dave starts us off. Sabrina Carpenter's it's a new single in the charts, Steve.
Right, okay.
My kids are listening to her quite a bit.
Sabrina Carpenter's.
that sounds like she owns a Carpenter's.
Yeah, it does.
No, she's called Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. Yeah. Not carpenters, right?
Yeah, no. It was like apostrophe S.
Oh, you were gonna. There was more coming.
There was more coming. Yeah.
Or, you know, yeah, car.
Exactly that.
Possessive,
yeah.
Right? Got you.
But yeah, she's got a cracking tune. Please, please, please. Right. Make sure you. I think there's a bit of swearing in it though, so I have to select the clean version.
Okay.
But yeah, she's. I think she's Northern actually. I think she's from up this way. Is she maybe? I don't know. Maybe I've got that wrong.
Would explain the swearing.
Yeah. No, maybe she, no, I'm getting her mixed up with somebody else. Forget that. She's from
Costa
Pennsylvania.
Rica.
I just googled it. I was like, I thought she was English. Anyway, that's how much I know about this girl. Sabrina Carpenter's auntie is the voice of Bart Simpson.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. What's the name?
Do you remember who that was?
Yeah.
Remember who? Go on.
Now I've forgotten
the
name.
What
is it?
Go on. You can do it.
I can't. Give me a clue.
I'm trying to remember it myself now.
Oh.
Nancy...
Cartwright.
Cartwright, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. There you go. That's good, isn't it? Good little fact there for... even though you didn't know who the original singer was, and I half knew she was, but thought she was from, Duckingfield.
Manchester. Well, it's even more an amazing fact now, isn't it?
But... It's even maybe more amazing if she was from Rochdale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jamie says, my fact for you is that octopuses.
Oh, it's an octopus fact. We need a klaxon.
Octopus fact. Yeah. Klaxon. This is a good one.
Oh, go on. I love an octopus fact. Go on.
My fact for you is that octopuses randomly punch fish just out of spite.
I love the octopus.
The octopus.
I absolutely love
better
the octopus.
And better, doesn't it?
There's all sorts going on. So from memory, one of them turns, when they're having a fight, one of them turns blue, he's going to win. That's one, isn't it?
That's There's one, yeah.
One of the tentacles is not a tentacle, is it?
That's
the
right.
The other thing. And now,
that's right, it's
they
a
just,
penis.
They
yeah.
just swim around the ocean going, oh, look at that. Oh, Albert over there. Boom, Albert. Hey, Albert. just punching. And what's he punching him with? Because he could not be punching him with his
Well, you
his
would
hands.
Hope it wasn't number eight.
Well, you don't know, do you?
Yeah.
And can't they detach that and throw it as well? Wasn't that one?
Yeah, that was. I don't think they throw it. It's under the sea.
You might as well. Because you've got seven other tentacles to throw it, to put some heft behind it. You might as well throw it.
I think it swims off and then...
Nah, yeah, just throw it.
But yeah, they've got three hearts. They've got blue blood. They're playful. They recognise people.
Yeah,
they know how to use tools.
Yeah, all sorts going on with the
octopus.
We've had
all sorts with the octopus. We love an octopus fact. I saw something actually, just while we were talking about octopus there, in the paper yesterday. Did you read this? That off the coast of Brazil, wild sharks are testing positive for cocaine.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so it's almost like flushed it in, well, not down the toilet.
Well, I guess, or like, you know, yeah. Chucked overboard or something.
Yeah, the boat.
But that's mad, isn't it? I mean, it's one species doesn't need more confidence.
You don't need that, do you?
All you those know what I mean? Insecure sharks finally getting their self-belief.
Yeah, well,
it's terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's all. That's not even a fact. You just remembered that.
That was just it. That was just in the paper yesterday. Mad that though, isn't it?
You know, a film called Cocaine Bear. Is this Cocaine Sharks?
Yeah, Cocaine Sharks, the sequel.
I'd watch that.
Terrifying.
We just punch him in the gills. Is it? Or nose?
Gills, yeah. One of them. So we've got some more facts for you coming up. If you want to join in, all you got to do is email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. The pop star, Sting's son,
right,
is actually in the police.
Is he? He's actually, he's a policeman?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's very good, isn't it? So it's a family tradition. They all join the police.
They've all joined the police at some point, yeah. That's quite a good fact. I like that. Yeah. It's Lee. Lee threw that one in. Tuck says, did you know that a dung beetle can
Weird
use
Weird job, isn't it, a
the
dung beetle? Mil-
yeah, it is really. He says, did you know that a dung beetle, and I don't mean the car, can use the Milky Way, and I don't mean the chocolate bar, to navigate? I don't know why he made that rhyme there as well. He's a little rap. Little freestyle rap there.
Yeah. Can you use the stars to navigate? Really?
Yeah. They use the Milky Way to navigate.
What, pushing a ball of poo?
Poo, yeah. Seems a really unnecessary skill.
It feels like they've given it to the wrong
animal.
It's funny, isn't it? I don't know if it was Flying Ant Day the other day, but there was a lot of flying ants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was it Flying Ant Day? But anyway, my son noticed it.
I saw it everywhere.
And he said, what's the point in ants? Can they just, you know... And I Googled what would happen if the ants all went disappeared. Yeah. Yeah. The entire civilization would collapse.
I bet.
They're massively important to everything. You would have thought it. If you Google... different insects disappearing. Ants, like, the food chain collapses. If there's no wasps, the world would be overrun by spiders. What? And if there was no spiders, I can't remember what spiders was, like the Wi-Fi wouldn't work or something, but it was something catastrophic.
Wow.
So they've all got a very, you know, part to play in the sort of That's food crazy. Chain. Not the food chain, but like just the social... Not social, the ecosystem, yeah, you know.
Ecosystem.
Maybe social as well, you know. You can definitely see a couple of ants at a pub. Yeah.
So we'd just face famine and all sorts of things if...
Spiders everywhere. No wasps.
Well,
I thought wasps
I sort of
pointless.
Get that.
Yeah, but I mean, how many do they trap? But they, you know.
Yeah, but
I
if
thought
you think...
spiders trap wasps rather than wasps killed spiders. Did you?
Yeah, but if you... I guess so. But if you think, like... When it comes to insects, like if you were without one of them, that eats another one, for example,
the other ones.
Well, then
go crazy,
they're going to eat all our food, aren't they? Our fruit.
Yeah, I don't know if that's how it works, but yeah,
I think it is, mate.
Right, there's no spiders left. Right, I'm going to nick those chips.
Not your chips, but your grains and your plants and your fruits and stuff.
Because seagulls do that, don't they? Seagulls do that. Seagulls.
They eat your chips. Yeah, to be fair. And as a full circle...
When did that happen? When did the seagulls just sit there in the 60s or something when the
just
seaside resort was what it was? And they went, everyone's eating them little things in bags, isn't they? Look, really enjoying them. Have you ever had one? No. Go on, let's go and get one. And then from then on,
just went
they've
for
gone,
it.
We like chips now.
Well, you know, as a full circle there, the seagull actually eats flying ants because it's like it makes them go a little bit mad. It's like a little drug.
Drunk. They go drunk.
Yeah,
there,
yeah,
so
yeah.
A little bit
get
drunk
on the flying ant there. So there we go. Look at that, our hodgepodge collection of interesting facts.
That's your science module. Done. Biology.
Yeah, kids, sorted. We should do some more actual facts rather than our hodgepodge.
No, I mean, I think people tune in to hear what we've made sense of them.
A hodgepodge collection of sort of facts.
Yeah.
Christopher says, did you know it takes us humans a second or two to process pain because it takes our nerves over 200 miles per hour to deliver the signal to our brain?
Right. Okay. Well, that makes sense. You know, it's like when you put your hand in a hot bath, isn't it? And you go, oh, that's cold. Yeah. No, it's hot.
Not sure. Yeah, you know what I mean? Or like your bum rests against a radiator. Is that hot or cold? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. See, yeah. It's interesting it goes cold first, though. Like your brain goes, yeah, it's just cold.
This, yeah, that's fine.
Thing. Yeah, it's cold, that. Oh, no, sorry, mate. Sorry, that's hot. That one's hot. That's the instant thing. Just phoning it in.
Hannah says, you can be born in Korea and age 2 years in 2 days.
Oh, okay.
On the day you were born in Korea, you were classed as one.
So you're 9 months old. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're classed as 1 year old. Yeah. And every January the 1st, you age another year. So if you are born on New Year's Eve, you are 1, and the next day you're 2.
Okay, that's mad, isn't it?
I don't think that system works, Korea, is what
I'm
going to say.
I don't think that system works, because you're literally going to go, can't even walk yet. He's 2 days old, mate. He's 2. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, yeah, I don't want to talk about anybody else's culture, but... Doesn't seem like that work. That doesn't seem like a good system, I would say.
No, well, I mean, if you get on an aeroplane, you have to pay more, don't you? Because they're 2 now. They're not on the lap anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You've got all
that.
They
are, but they're not.
Yeah, well, you're taking your kids to, like, the Korean centre parks or whatever. You've got to pay full price, haven't you?
Full price. And then they can't get on any of the rides because they're not tall enough.
Yeah.
Can't even stand up.
Exactly. It's a nightmare. What have we got here? We've got this. This is from Chris, who says there's a fire that has been burning in Pennsylvania for over 60 years and it is expected to do so for at least another 200 years.
What's happened there?
I mean, what's happened there? That must be a gas thing.
That's enough. That's enough of a fact to tantalise you, isn't it? But I mean, what's gone on there? Because they know about it, obviously, clearly. There must be somebody who moves in every now and again and goes, hey, is that the fire brigade? And they go, oh, that, yeah, I know, that's been going for 80 years, love. Don't worry about that.
That's mad, isn't it?
Mm. Why?
But it must. What do you think it is? Like gas or coal or something? It's just like.
If it's still, even if it is gas, you got to. It's wasting gas. You got to turn.
Yeah,
it off.
No, I get that. Someone's got
to
sort
like that out. It's not like a. You know, on the top of a like a factory, like a bit of a. I don't know what it is. What is that? I don't know.
That's weird. That I like that though. Good one. That. There's another. This is a good one, and also topical. And they've not given us any more information. It's just five words, Steve.
Oh, okay, I love five words.
Ailis says. Tarzan competed in the Olympics.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
Right. No, ow. Yeah. How does that make sense?
Well, it's not Tarzan, is it? It's was he Johnny Weissmuller or something, wasn't he? He was an Olympian, wasn't he? So
oh, you mean the guy who played him?
I think it's a guy who played. He was a swimmer or something? I feel like he was a swimmer.
Right, okay.
I don't know, Johnny but Weissmuller. I feel like yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
So it's not actual Tarzan. It's the guy who played.
Ah, that spoilt it. You've no. spoilt it with your fact on I that know, fact, Steve.
It's something like that, I think.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that makes sense. He had big shoulders, didn't he? So I guess that makes sense.
And he could do that.
Good facts, keep them coming for next week. jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. Maybe we'll go a bit Olympics next week.
That's a good idea. Is it starting now, isn't it? Is it starting?
Yeah, we love a bit of topicality, don't we? So send them over. This is our last four before we pick a winner, Steve. Okay. Noah says, Scotland is the only country in the world where Coca-Cola or Pepsi is not the top-selling soft drink.
It's Iron Brew, isn't it? It's got to be.
It's got to be Iron Brew, hasn't it? Is it still? I mean, I guess it's on draft, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I've filmed with a lot of Scottish actors and they'll send someone out to the shop to get one. They can't live without it. I mean, it's a weird one, isn't it? I like Iron Brew.
I like Iron Brew. What flavour is it, though?
I don't know.
And it's not orange.
Has it got a bit of some sort of dioxide in it? So that's the iron and the girders, isn't it? It's got something in there, isn't it? That
I guess
we probably shouldn't be ingesting. But
I think that probably
it's like the iron. It's probably the iron that's in like spinach, isn't it? It's probably the good iron.
Yeah,
I would imagine rather than. Like, I mean, they claimed it was made from garters, but I don't think
from
it was.
From garters. Well, then you weren't allowed to.
Yeah.
Then you weren't allowed to say that, were you?
You probably can't do that. I mean, it's not even Iron Brew, is it? It's Arn Brew. No O in it, is there? Arn Brew.
Yeah, Un Brew.
Yeah, but there you go.
That's mad, isn't it? I've got to say, I'm going to question that fact.
What, that it's not the top?
Yeah, I just feel like it sounds like it should be true, but I just feel like...
What, you think the younger generation of...
Yeah, I just think
heads Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola and Pepsi.
Yeah, I think can't Coca-Cola's... See Pepsi being, yeah. Not Pepsi, no, but Coca-Cola.
I don't know. I can believe that. I can believe that, and I like them for that.
I'd love it to be true, but I'm
It's been checked, hasn't it? Is it independently
I don't
checked?
Know if...
Yeah.
Look, I'm not questioning our producer, but has he checked it? I don't know. Well, Pete, have you checked these facts?
I can't confirm my sources.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I always Google it. You know when you Google something, do you always like read about four answers now? Because the first one, you go, oh, that's it. And then you go, oh, that's from 2011. Yeah. Oh, you know.
Exactly.
So you've got to find a modern one. But yeah, I mean, I'd like to think that's true.
I'd love to think it's true. And I also can believe it. So I'd like actual confirmation. That's all. That's all I want. Some good ones, though. Let's have a look. What else we got? We've got 1936 Berlin Games. Lee tells us that two Japanese pole vaulters tied for second place. Instead of competing again, they cut the silver and bronze medals in half and fused the two different halves together so that each of them had a half silver and half bronze medal.
Oh, that's very... I mean, I can't think that looked great.
Kind of cool. No, I can't imagine it. Unless you've got a professional to do it. But
yeah. All right. I thought they'd, just a fellow with
just
a
just done it themselves. Yeah.
Sorry, I've never done this before. No one has. So I think that's right.
Yeah. Our favourite one here. This has come back again, Steve. This is so one of my favourites. I think I said it on a QI once.
Yeah.
And every so often people tweet me about it. Joanne tells us that the sell-by date for every packet of crisp.
Saturday.
Always a Saturday.
But it's not every packet of crisps, I must say.
No, it's mainly Walkers.
It's the big ones. But if you get like a smaller, thing, they won't be following
smaller
those
produced
rules.
Yeah. And last fact of the week, Georgina tells us raspberries, blackberries and mulberries aren't berries at all, but bananas, pumpkins, avocados and cucumbers are.
Yeah, we've sort of had this conversation before, haven't we?
It's so nuts, isn't it?
They're nuts, aren't they? Yeah.
How are you supposed to learn anything?
I don't know. Because from what I remember, the with the strawberry, the bits on the outside, the little seeds, that is the nut. And the matter that grows around it to protect it, which is what we call the fruit, that is not a thing. That's just protecting the nut or the seed. So that's what makes it. It's mad, isn't it?
Surely out of these, we've got to find a winner for Hit Me With Your Best Facts. I feel like I know which one it is, but I'm going to read them all out anyway.
Yeah, well, you might as well.
Sabrina Carpenter, singer from Rochdale, we think. Her auntie is the voice of Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright. Jamie told us that octopuses randomly punch fish out of spite. Yeah. Sting's son is actually in the police. Dung beetles use the Milky Way to navigate. It takes humans a second or so to process pain because our nerves take 200 miles an hour to deliver the signal. In Korea, you can age 2 years in 2 days. There's a fire that's been burning in Pennsylvania for over 60 years, according to Chris. Tarzan competed in the Olympics. Iron Brew outsells Coca-Cola in Scotland. 1936, there was two poll voters who fused their trophies together, their medals together. A sell-by date for a packet of crisps is always a Saturday. And raspberries, blackberries and mulberries are not berries. Steve, it's hard to look past.
There's an octopus going around just out of spite. That's the bit I like.
Spite, that's the one.
Out of spite, just randomly punching fish in the face. That's the winner for me.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all good. They're all good, don't get me wrong, but we have to pick a winner. Somebody's got to get a generic mug, haven't they?
Exactly. Yeah, it was tough to see past that one, to be honest. And we're a sucker for a, ironically, if you excuse the pun, we're a sucker for an octopus fact, so... Yeah. But moving forward over the next couple of weeks, we have got the Olympics. We have got summer holidays.
Yeah.
Start thinking about that. Maybe September, you might start thinking about school facts, things like that. So we do like a topical one as well. You can send them along to jason@absoluteradio.co.uk.
This is Jason Manford.
This is
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Thanks for joining us this morning here on Absolute Radio. Steve, what have you got going on this week in your life?
There's a couple of birthday parties I've got to take Hal to today.
Oh, right. So, kids ones.
Keeps him busy for a little bit.
Yeah, that's all right. It's nice when it's someone else's. I once dropped my eldest son at the wrong one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, just drove off.
Great time. Yeah.
Literally just, I was just like, I'd be all right, be fine. So just make sure it's the right one.
Yeah, will do.
Yeah.
What have you got on?
I am rehearsing for Something Rotten, the musical we're doing next week at Drury Lane in London's dazzling West End. We're on the 5th and 6th of August. And it's good, actually. You'll have to come down, Steve. Come into town, have a little watch. We've got two shows on the Tuesday, one on the Monday. I see you didn't respond to that. Invite,
I was just listening to the time. No, I'm trying to work out when I've got, because I'm leaving soon.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
I hear you.
But it's great. It's a really funny musical. And I say that because there's not many. No. Let's be honest. A lot of time, the audience is doing the work for you to try and make
me and
it
my
funny.
Girl. That's the only
me
one.
Me and my girl's funny. Yeah. Producers is funny. Spam a lot is funny.
Book of Mormon's
very funny. Then you're struggling. But this one is very funny, and it's sort of set in Elizabethan Shakespearean times. And Shakespeare's a bit of a pompous, whatever you want to call him. But he's he's quite annoying, shall we say? And my character plays someone who's trying to write as well, and just can't seem to beat Shakespeare. I'm writing Richard II. Shakespeare's written Richard III, like, you know, and then writes Richard II as well, even though why would anyone go backwards?
Exactly.
And so he ends up going to a soothsayer who reads the future and tells him the future of theatre is musicals. Wow. And so he tries to write the world's very first musical. about them. But it's, yeah, it's really good, really good. So come along, Drury Lane, next week, the 5th and 6th of August. So have a lovely Sunday, a lovely week, whatever you get up to. We are back, because of those rehearsals, we are back in 2 weeks' time, on the 10th of August. So enjoy next week, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Bye.